Welcome to Kosher Tidbits. One of the most popular questions that the OU gets from consumers is whether a product marked with an OUD is in fact dairy or is only dairy equipment. This opens all sorts of questions. For example, what is dairy equipment? And on top of that, why doesn't the OU have a dairy equipment designation? Let's start with the first. Dairy equipment products would be any product that is made on dairy equipment, but yet itself does not contain dairy ingredients. As such, such a food cannot be eaten at the same time as meat or on meat utensils. Why wouldn't the OU then clarify its products with a dairy equipment designation? Some cautious agencies have in fact decided to use a DE symbol, but the OU has chosen not to use a DE designation because it has felt it may be confusing to the kosher consumer. In addition, and perhaps more importantly, to be a true dairy equipment product, the equipment must be properly cleaned of residue after dairy production, and that level of cleanliness is sometimes, in fact very often, difficult to maintain and guarantee. Beyond that, many manufacturers tend to reformulate products due to the fact that they are already approved for many dairy ingredients. One would not be able to tell on an OU product whether or not this reformulation has taken place. Therefore, one must be extraordinarily careful that even if you call us on our hotline to find out whether a product is dairy or lacking dairy ingredients, that it might change and one should call back every 3 months. The next part of the question that someone might ask is if they keep Chol of Yisrael, can they eat an OU product that does not have dairy ingredients in it, but is made on dairy equipment? Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal allowed non-Chol of Yisrael milk products in America. The reason for this is found in many Tshuva's responses in the Igros Moshe. Primarily, Rav Moshe felt that the inspections done by the FDA more than compensate for the fact that there is not a mashkiach watching the milking. Generally, OUD products contain non-Chol of Yisrael milk or ingredients, or are manufactured on non-Chol of Yisrael equipment. Based on Rav Moshe Feinstein's position, unless the label explicitly states Chol of Yisrael, one must assume that this is the case. Some people who do not follow Rav Moshe's position for actual dairy rely on this leniency for items made on non-Chol of Yisrael equipment. However, it's worth noting that Rav Moshe himself wrote that one who adopts the stringency of consuming Chol of Yisrael products should also be stringent when it comes to equipment. It is actually Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky who permitted the use of non-Chol of Yisrael equipment to someone observing the Chol of Yisrael stringency with respect to actual foods and drinks. Someone might ask if they can simply read the ingredients panel or look at the allergy warnings to determine whether or not there are actually dairy ingredients in a product. The problem with this is that there are many dairy ingredients on the ingredients panel that may not be obviously dairy. There are some of the common dairy ingredients such as milk, yogurt, cheese, cream, butter, whey, lactose, casein, and caseinate. However, a product may contain a dairy ingredient that is not listed on the ingredient panel at all. For example, flavors are notorious for meaning anything. A flavor may contain dairy components. And because that flavoring is put in for added flavor, it may not be batel negated, even though it may be less than 1/60th of the total ingredients. In addition, the government's requirements for allergy warnings are not in any way consistent with our halachic requirements for what is dairy and what is not dairy. The government many times will require an allergy warning for something that is halachically parif. We would view any dairy flavor in the product as completely negated. For example, if they are worried about airborne particles, airborne allergens, we would not worry about that in halacha, but the government may require an allergy warning. The government also would require an allergy warning if they feel that there is a threshold of 3 parts to 1 million particles of dairy in the dairy product. However, there are times that the government will not consider this product as dairy, even though halakhically it is dairy. And that becomes the problem. One cannot know when the government will choose to make something dairy with a dairy warning and when it will not. As such, you have to rely on the OUD on the product to determine whether or not it is at least dairy equipment and, at most, actual dairy. Therefore, we recommend that you actually call us on our hotline at 212-613-8241 to find out what exactly is the status of the product you're looking at. Or you can simply email us at kosherq@ou.org.